Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Yeah, let's go. 6:03 on Monday, the 23rd day of June. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Here we go. Another week of the Chet Buchanan Show. Everybody, good weekend?
Yes, let's go, baby.
Yes, sir. Michaela's hurting.
Oh, my God. Dude, I can barely breathe. I'm so sore. God, I'm an idiot.
And now tell them why.
Because I went on a 12-mile hike. I mean, well, hike and kayaking.
Water hiking.
Kayaking. Down the Colorado River yesterday with 14 girls. 8 hours.
I honestly, when she was talking about this initially, I thought, well, this is nice.
Yeah.
Go out there with her hot dentist.
Yeah.
All of her other hot friends.
13 hands helping out?
No,
you have your individual kayakers.
Oh, yeah,
where you're
yeah.
In
it's
the,
not a big one.
Not
it's
a big
not
boat. A canoe.
Dang,
you're
okay.
Thinking canoe.
Two per.
You're
okay,
possibly
got you.
Thinking canoe, dragon boat,
yes.
Or
banana boat.
Okay.
Yeah, well, none of that. And when I tell you we showed up at 6 a.m. and all the girls were like, yeah, let's go, girls. Oh, you look so cute. Here's some sunblock. Here's a camera. Selfie. By the end, we were like, get us.
Where's the van?
It sounded so, like you said, leisurely, fun. It was a beautiful
day.
That's
what I thought it would be.
Couldn't be more perfect.
You paddle around a little bit.
You guys, I thought so too. And with my type B personality, of course, I waited to the last minute to see what I needed.
Which type are you?
I go between type A, type B. Type B, if I'm a part of just like something fun to do. So she sent out this list of things we needed. And of course, I didn't look until the last minute.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you even look at that list?
I looked at midnight the night before and I was like, oh, water shoes. That makes sense. So I had to like find some water shoes. We got everything
together.
Where did you go?
Walmart? Try to find an open Walmart.
I did. I found one.
And did you find water shoes?
Yeah, I did.
In the kids section?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Yeah. I know my girl.
So well.
I know my girl.
And then I was like, this is really going to be awesome. It's beautiful. I've never been to the Hoover Dam before. I felt so excited. It lasted maybe an hour. It's hot. Kayaking is hard.
Wait, BS. You went, hold it though. Now your story doesn't match up.
Tell me.
Because you just said you went 11 miles.
12.
In an hour.
8 hours.
Oh, 8 hours.
It was an 8-hour day.
It was an hour to the dam and just the paddling.
Yes. We went to the dam. That's where our little starting position was.
Uh-huh.
Then we made it through down the Colorado River and then back to Willow Beach, which is very cute, actually. But I couldn't enjoy it.
Down the river.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come and pick you up at the other end.
Exactly.
And it was hard.
Dude, it was so hard. It was so hard. And then we had to go through this, that you make little stops. So they were like, look at this mine. Let's go into the mine. And I was like, a mine? Okay. We go into this mine. They're like, listen, it gets 118 degrees in there from the water, from the hot spring.
Oh,
and it's going to be
pitch
black.
And also because it's 118 degrees.
100%.
You know what I mean?
But I thought in mines it gets cool. I've been in a couple and it gets cooler once you walk in.
Go in the cave. Go in the cave. It's going to get cooler.
Yeah.
Apparently not. Oppressively hot.
A hot springs one. Okay.
Not this one, because they realized that the miners couldn't go in there anymore because it was a hot spring. So we went in there. Pitch black. 118 degrees. You guys, I didn't think I was claustrophobic or a crybaby. Turns out I am. I was like, I don't know if I can breathe in here. I'm kind of having a meltdown. And Lisa was like, just hold my hand and keep moving. Don't start crying.
Oh, wait. So you got out of the boats and went in? This wasn't in the kayak?
No, got out of the kayak. Made a little adventure. It was a long day. It was a wonderful day. I blacked out. My body hurts so bad. I can't even discuss it.
So outdoorsy is not the way to describe you.
Outdoorsy is if it's a 4-mile kayak. 12, I'm good.
If you're just paddling out to the dam.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
100%.
Let's just paddle around. Then let's have some nice charcuterie.
Yeah.
Maybe,
Yeah, everyone can have beers.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourselves.
Yeah, you can have your sparkling water. Call it even.
Yeah, that's it.
You go back, you get a massage, you leave.
Beautiful.
Great. No.
What a nice day.
Let's go down the river. All of a sudden, it's whatever testosterone that women have in them, you know?
Which is not a lot, guys.
I don't think that's part of the deal.
But we did a nice job.
Safe to say that's not the absolute best part of the weekend. Is that accurate?
Safe to say
it's
that.
It's good part of the weekend. Definitely not the best.
Yeah.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Well, luckily, I don't think my wife's up yet because Michaela went kayaking this weekend and it sounds nice.
Yeah.
Literally, I thought it was, you know, because it's that calm area. Remember on Friday, the joke was don't go past the rope,
yeah,
you know, that they have out there at the dam or you'll get sucked into a turbine.
Yes.
And made into California Energy.
Yeah.
And that was our joke. That was the worst part of it.
Yeah.
This ended up being a 12-mile odyssey down the Colorado River.
Eight hours.
And Michaela can barely move.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sunburnt.
And my wife and I were like, we should do that. But now knowing this,
just if you do the half day, it's like 4 miles. That's like the leisurely way to go. The full day, it's just too much.
I actually love that stuff. But was it just so it never did it get exciting?
Yeah. Listen, I'm being a brat. It was really fun. It was a great experience. It's just very difficult to kayak. I'm athletic.
You don't use
those. And I like being like outdoors.
You don't use those muscles.
When would I? Why drive a car? When would I ever kayak with experience?
Right,
and I barely drive that old thing. Like kayaking 12 miles, and then Lisa, poor Lisa.
How did Lisa? How did your wife?
She's barely alive. She's asleep probably right now too.
Sure.
She's never seen those muscles in her arms in her life.
Well, again, safe to say that. I mean, it was good.
Yeah, it was great.
Part of Michaela's weekend, not the best. Not the absolute best part of your weekend.
Not the absolute best.
All right, good. We'll do the first pick and we'll ask. What was the absolute? Think about it for a second. And then call us at 702-364-9898 when we tell you what was the absolute best part of your weekend coming up.
It's going to catch the vibe.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, you know what, though? Here's the thing. I can play it down the line, but it'll be late for him. There'll be a slight delay.
Come on, Jesse.
I don't know if this is going to really work that well, but let's just try.
I can show off my skills at 702 days.
Let's
go.
Oh, you can't hear.
Okay, yeah, that's the side I forgot.
Oh, yeah, it is really late.
Jesse was getting down this weekend.
Did you do the voice?
Hey.
Okay, it's a date. 702 day. You're going to show up and we're going to have... Hang on, we've got to make sure that we have the ability to play Twisted by Keith Sweat. And then we'll just have a group sing-along.
Yeah.
We'll have a group sing-along and that'll be our warm-up for the 702 day parade.
We said bring a musical instrument, your voice included. So, fair.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You're the best. All right, man. Have a great day. We'll see you in 10
you guys
days.
Have a good one.
All right,
you
man.
Too.
We'll see you. Amber on the east side, absolute best part of your weekend.
Hi, going to Sky Zone for one of my son's friend's birthday.
Is that
so fun?
Is that the trampoline joint?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm shocked.
This one has glow in the dark, and it was fun.
I'm shocked at the way that things, you know, work in this world now, that those places are still around. I love it. I love it. And I wish they were a sponsor on the show and stuff like that. I'm just shocked.
Oh, my niece and nephew go crazy for this.
Yes.
They just jump all their energy out. Even Sire. Don't you take Sire, Adrian?
Yeah. The Sky Zone, Spy Ninjas, all those places.
Yeah, dude. The kids like,
you
are obsessed.
Need stuff to do that's not in the heat, so it works out perfectly.
The
business is still booming.
Mm-hmm. You wear them out and then you send them home.
Yeah, but I'm amazed the kids don't injure themselves.
Well, I mean, for Sky Zone, they have the thing where you can like walk on the roof or like right next to the roof, but they have like the harnesses and everything. So
no, and that's
they're
good.
Super protective.
Yeah, it's not the kids. They don't have knee injuries yet. It's the parents and aunts and uncles that hurt themselves.
If you walk on those carpets with your shoes on, like they're super crazy about all that stuff. So they're super safe about it.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's super safe. I just don't trust kids.
Yeah.
True. I get you.
And by the way, I would be in favor of it. All of our best stories from when we were kids is when we got hurt.
Oh, for sure.
All of them.
But at the jumpy thing, I'm telling you, I went one time with my niece, but sometimes my knee pops out of place. And I was like, sorry, girl, I'm the fun aunt, but I can't jump on this thing. Just show me what you can do.
Just casually.
I was like jumping on my tiptoes as low as I could.
My knee pops out of place. Stop being so thirsty, Michaela. Hey, boys, sometimes my knee pops out of place.
Slow down, everyone. Sometimes I have a knee injury.
All right. Amber, have a great day. Have a good week.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you at 7:02 day.
Yes.
Yes.
God, I hope so.
We will.
I told him, I said, I don't know. We're either going to have 20 people or we're going to have 2 million. I don't know how it's all going to go. You're saying, what is this 7:02 day you speak of? Well,
the Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Before you show up at 7:02 day, all right, which is a week from Wednesday, at Whiskey Stadium over there across from Allegiant Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
From 4 to 6 in the afternoon, we're throwing a big party to celebrate 7:02 day. Celebrate us!
Yes!
And it's just a good excuse to throw a thing. When was the last time we were throwing a thing? When was the last time anybody else you knew threw a thing?
Yeah.
Except for Jesse, who had a house party this weekend. But you know what I'm saying.
Karaoke.
You know what I'm saying. And he did Twisted by Keith Sweat, which we are going to recreate at 7:02 day.
Yeah.
That's one more thing I got to work in. We're slamming 4 hours worth of show into 2 hours that afternoon, and it's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
I can't even wait. Before that, tell the story of this music video.
Oh my gosh. I wrote an album 2 years ago.
Yes.
And one of the songs that I wrote on the album was a love song to Lisa. I was very proud.
Now your wife.
My now wife, which we find out in the video. But I ran out of money, so I didn't make the music videos for the album, naturally.
Story of all of
independent
our lives.
Independent artist, love following my dreams.
I was going to remodel my kitchen, but...
So I decided this year for our 10-year anniversary, I wanted to create this video. So we made the video in May, shortly after my stepmother had passed, because honestly, we thought we were going to try to get married before she did. So we decided to make this video. I'm so proud of it. It's sort of the love story of how we met.
Cool.
And then all of these insane things
in real
life.
Don't tell all of it. Don't tell
happened.
All of it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, don't tell all of it yet.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So I want it to be a surprise.
You got it.
And maybe this is a little bit of a surprise for you. I'm just realizing. I don't know if you know how deep this goes.
Hmm.
Friday morning, call it 9:30. Okay. Friday morning at 9:30 in the new sound space powered by Verizon.
Beautiful.
Here at the Odyssey /98.5 KLUC Studios. We are going to world premiere the video. Okay. Now, did you invite your family yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. Will you invite your family today?
Yes, I will.
Did you know all this?
Kinda? I did, but I didn't know if it was a green light. So Friday at
about 9:30, we are going to shift our show from this studio over to the sound space powered by Verizon. And we're going to play the video. I'm making air quotes video live on the air. You're like, well, this radio doesn't really work for me. So we'll play the song.
Oh my gosh.
But if you would like to see the video, please come and join us Friday morning. And come and see our new sound space.
Oh my God.
Come and see us. And again, look, if you can make it, God, we'd love to see you.
Yeah,
we can take the first, I don't know, what does that thing hold, 50?
Yeah.
We could take the first 50 people. But if you're in the neighborhood, west of God, I almost said the old building back in the day. No, we're on the southwest side, Rainbow and 215 exit, basically at the corner of Tenaya and Warm Springs. If you want to show up and you need an address, we'll give it to you so you can put it in your GPS. But I just, Friday morning at 9:30. We'd love to see you.
Come on.
And we're going to, no, we thought it'd be, hey, if we're going to do
it,
we might as well do it.
That's the best.
Know what I'm saying?
Listen, thank you.
But at the very least, can Rocky G make it?
Oh, Rocky G will be there. Rocky G is a star now, so I don't actually know if he can.
All the people from all the stories.
Yeah.
Rocky G, DJ Lisa Pittman.
Right? Yeah, my sister.
Oh, no.
My niece.
Which, Tara?
Both of them.
Tara and Sharia?
Probably.
The other one?
Mm-hmm.
Sammy the cop?
Sammy the cop. My band.
Your band's coming?
Yeah, I'm making them come too. They have to. It's the rules if they have to.
Yeah. So literally come and meet her. You know what? I'm going to make my wife show up.
I love it. Well, listen, I got to tell you something, though.
I'm going to make my wife come.
I didn't think about this,
though. Can Sire be here Friday morning?
No, he has camp. Sorry.
No, we get... Okay, that's fair.
Everybody
but... Can we play it for the camp?
Or? Everybody but Sire will be here.
You know what? Let me talk to the camp. See if we can field trip.
The camp!
Listen.
No, he'll be
summer
there
field
by,
trip.
He'll be there by 10.
Yeah.
Because literally... And it's just a couple... Here's the other thing. It's just a couple of minutes. Come in.
3 minutes.
Yeah. No, we come in. There'll be a couple of minutes. She'll tell the story. Literally, this is what we're going to do. And I even told our engineers, I go, if the effort to benefit ratio is way off, let's not do it.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, literally, we'll flip a switch. It's fine. We set up a couple of microphones.
Listen, that means so much to me. I love you. Thank you.
Oh, I wouldn't have it any other way. So we're gonna leave this room, march down the hall. We're gonna. I've already got this in my head. I already know.
This is so fun.
And this is how
thank
I know
you.
It's gonna work. I know it's gonna work because I could see it in my head.
Okay, good.
So you're gonna go in. I'll somehow make Rocky G cry. I'm gonna make you cry. And then the rest of us may cry.
I love it.
And then we play. And then we'll play the song.
Listen, you're the best. It means so much to
see
me to
the video.
Do this.
We'll talk about
family.
It. Are you uncomfortable right now?
Well, now
you're trying
I'm
to
think,
shut me down.
No, I'm not. But I'm scared because there. Oh God,
it
no.
It doesn't matter. Your family will fill the room. It's
no,
great.
No, it's okay. It's. I don't know if. The video opens up just a little bit sexy, and I'm wondering if Rocky Ooh. G.
Well,
now I'm thinking.
I'll distract him.
Just
we'll have a little run through.
Okay, no.
You and I all have a little run through, and then
no distraction. I'll bring in a specific camera for Rocky G. So we'll have the Rocky G.
Oh, I hate you guys.
Instant reaction. Instant reaction on the spot.
I'm uncomfortable.
Oh, this just got better. Okay, so come and join us live Friday morning, right about 9:30. Show up at 9:15, just in case. Show up at 9:15. I'll see. Hey, look, somebody want to bring breakfast? We'll say your name on the air.
Yeah.
You know, let's make this a thing. All right.
God, life is so fun. Thanks, dude.
Isn't it? When you make it, I was just reading a thing. Hang on, where did I just see that on Facebook? I just saw a buddy of mine posted, said, at the very least, remember to have fun this week. None of this S matters.
Yeah, dude.
And I went, you know what? That's it. That's almost as good as be a shark.
Oh, my God. Be a shark.
On Mondays. Sharks worry about it being Monday? No, they're going around biting stuff.
Yeah.
Being sharks. So let's just be a shark, y'all.
Yep.
Just remember, none of this stuff really matters. Woo! Let's go. Let's go.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
And then on top of the rest of it, on top of everything else, two really great, very really short, really great, good feeling stories of the day, brought to you by Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store, that have absolutely nothing to do with us. Absolutely. I was like, these stories, oh, this is so cute. I'm like, oh, this is so great. Then I'm like, this has nothing to do with us. I'm going to tell it anyway.
Good.
Because it makes me laugh. And yeah, so that's all coming up next. Hang on. So for those of you who are just getting caught up on stuff with the show, Benson Boone is from the town, I claim my hometown as Monroe, Washington, because that's where I went to high school.
That's right.
And everything. And then the farm up there in the Seattle area is the next town down. It's 9 miles down the valley. Yeah. And at the time, my little town where the farm is was so small, we didn't even have a high school. So you had to go to the next town over to go to high school.
Crazy.
And it's bothered me a little bit that it appears that Monroe, Washington, if you go there, you'd have no idea that Benson Boone was ever there. And I'd be shouting him from the rooftops. And finally, the other day, the Monroe Police Department did the most adorable, because I like to find out when somebody breaks in, you know, tries to armed robbery, the IHOP, you know, or whatever. When somebody's a little too drunk, you know, and knocking over people's garbage cans.
Yeah.
Which that may have happened with a guy that I went to high school with. So I like to just keep tabs. And and the other day they wrote the sweetest post about Benson Boone going on his tour and how he used to always play the lead in all the, you know, all the plays the drama club would do, and how they remember him singing the national anthem at football games, and they put some pictures up.
That's so sweet.
It was pretty cool. Yeah.
No love like your hometown love.
Yeah, I liked that. Honestly, I feel a calling that there needs to be a sign.
There needs to be a sign.
Home of Banshee. And I feel like this is my job to do it.
Oh.
But I don't know, right? I got a little bit of stuff going on right now.
Wake up. KLUCFM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
Always makes me feel good.
98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Chet Buchanan Show.
Yeah, almost 7:06 on Monday morning, the 23rd day of June, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon, and on Friday, at about 9:30, we're going to do the world premiere of the video, which also will serve as a world premiere of, it's not an official Odyssey world premiere, but it's a Chet Buchanan Show world premiere.
Yeah, and honestly, that's all I need, babe.
Of the video, this is kind of weird. So if you want to come and see the video, okay, of the song...
Lucky.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Not confused with Britney Spears.
No, she obviously...
It's not a cover.
Well, she stole it from me, honestly. I started Lucky.
I don't think you did.
I didn't.
Out of the timeline doesn't really match up.
No, I hear that. I just wanted to say it.
Yeah, fair. So if you want to see the video, and then it's funny, the hotline in Adrian's room rang right after we were talking about inviting people here.
Uh-huh.
And like, you know what? We should probably get a handle on this thing. We should probably
really?
Make it. Well, we should probably know who's who and what's what.
All right.
Probably just shouldn't let people in the building willy-nilly.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And it's a good excuse to say willy-nilly.
Yes, it
shouldn't just let people
yes,
in.
Yes, it is.
Just open,
nilly.
Shouldn't just open up the doors and go, hey, everybody come in. So then Adrian goes, I got it. I'm on it. He gets in my ear and says, buddy, we got to do this the right way. Are we going to get yelled at for a contest now? I'll take it.
I'll take it. I want to take it.
I'll take it. Okay, we'll take it together.
All right,
we'll take
I'll,
the heat
I'll
together.
Put my, I'll put,
no, no,
I'll
no, you stay out of it.
You.
You're the star. The let the boys take the bullets.
All right, boys, thanks.
You just show up on Friday. We got it.
Yeah, you show up on Friday and be fabulous.
Come on, so, my brothers.
Hang on, we have stuff to do.
Sorry.
So here's just so we can make sure that we know who's who and what's what. If you would like to join us Friday morning at about 9:30, we'll see if we can get somebody to bring us breakfast. And then you can meet Michaela's crazy family.
Mm-hmm.
And potentially my wife.
Yes.
And I'm trying to think who else needs to be involved in this.
Maybe that's all.
But as it grows, Corner Office JB will be there.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know.
Gina will be there.
The whole cast of characters.
With her camera,
Corner Office,
maybe.
Corner Office Gina. Corner Office JB.
Yeah.
Maybe. If they remember.
Yeah. Listen.
If they don't have some sort of meeting. But here's the deal. 702-364-9898. We'll take five of you right now, five of you plus one, to join us on Friday. Okay? Just that you'll commit to come. We just need to put your name on a list. Okay? We need to put your name on the list so that we know you're going to show up.
Please call because I'll feel so embarrassed.
Yeah, Michaela's petrified that nobody's going to call and that nobody wants to come.
Which is fair. It's summertime. Okay, you guys, I get it.
Stop backtracking. Don't backpedal right now.
Feeling nervous.
Don't make excuses.
I know.
Don't make it. You gotta go in this looking to win. You can't go in it looking to fail.
No, you're right.
You can't go in there going, here's your excuse for not coming.
I know. Well, it's not rare that I get nervous, embarrassed, or vulnerable.
Just listen. I need five of you right now. 702-364-9898. You plus one to come and join Michaela for the world premiere of her video Friday morning. Call now. God. And then in the meantime, we still have to.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. By the way, I didn't introduce. He is also Adrian Hernandez, producer extraordinaire, who's waiting for your call right now at 702-364-9898 for Friday morning. We'll take five of you right now, which would be 10 total. And then we'll do this. Yeah, and we'll do it. Leading up.
Great.
Lines are open. Call now. You're destroying Michaela's confidence.
For nothing else, just call because I'm terrified. Just make me look cool, okay, you guys? It's Jeff Buchanan. Just make me look cool.
Half a dozen lawn care companies in Kansas joined forces a few weeks ago to help people out and raise money for charity. They mowed and weed whacked more than 30 yards for free. Isn't that nice? And partnered with an animal rescue charity.
Ah.
One of the companies was this place called SB Mowing. The owner's kind of big on social media because he'll go around and do this and offer to clean up people's yards for free.
He ended up
finding and rescuing a litter of stray kittens because their yard was overgrown and the stray kittens were in like the tall grass.
Oh my God.
Just hanging out. The rescue charity that they partnered with said they'd be put up for adoption soon. I thought, God, this is adorable. We should do that here. And then I went, what are we going to do? Go rake people's dirt?
Kind of.
We're going to go
rake their rocks.
Yeah. What are we going to go? What are we going to do? You know what? How would we? And it's hot.
Yes.
So yeah, no. So we're not. But I thought it was a good idea.
Good, but we'll talk about it.
Then I also saw this. A study found that plastic bag bans at grocery stores. We don't do it here, but they do it in a lot of other states.
Yeah.
Like your Oregon's, your Washington's, your California's, I think, ban plastic bags.
Yeah.
You know, they'll charge you 8 cents to get a bag.
Yeah, and then you get it, and then you forget it at home every single time like I do.
Absolutely. And then you go, well, it's just 8 cents. But
well.
That 8 cents might as well be $8 million. They have found, just so you know, that areas with bans, or if they charge you for bags, they see almost a 50% drop in the number of bags that are washing up on the shoreline, which is great.
That's great.
No, it's really awesome. But again, we're in the middle of the desert, so okay, whatever, right? So two really great stories.
Yeah.
Worth
sharing.
Nothing to do with us. Good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
In North Las Vegas, and she's our two-time champ on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We'll give you a chance to take on the champ for Janet Jackson tickets coming up next.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show, weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, our champion looking for win number 3 today. Lorelai Bradley from North Las Vegas. How was your weekend, champ?
It was okay.
Just okay?
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
I got sick.
No.
What'd you eat?
Oh, no. I got a cold.
Oh, the dreaded summer cold. Colds. Man, you know what? And it's going on a week now. I have to change the filters in our house.
Oh yeah,
I have to, because we spend so much time with the air conditioning, and then you go out and it's freaking hot. Then you cool down again, and then you get hot again, and
then
you're inside all the time, and the AC's blowing everybody else's junk around, and all the dust, and all the
it's awful.
Yeah.
I'm frustrated in solidarity with you, Laura. I'm sorry you have a
problem. We stand with you.
We'll try to make it better. Who's our challenger today, Adrian?
That'll be Carla Warkey, who's from Boca Park.
Maybe Boca Park.
She wasn't confident about it. A lot of people from Boca Park have pride. She's like, Boca Park?
I agree.
No, the question.
By the way, North Las Vegas, thanks to Lorelai's efforts, has now climbed in to the top 7. Yeah, they're tied with Mountain's Edge, 6 wins each.
Yowza!
So, Carla, what are your cross streets, buddy?
My cross streets are Buffalo and Lake Mead.
Sounds like Boca Park to me.
Don't question it, Adrian. We'll, just, yeah, we'll, sure. we'll work it out later.
No, that is her closest target, and that's what I go by. So, yeah, and the best target in the city. Anyway,
every Love time he says that, it's like it's the first time he's ever said it.
Yeah.
And I go, God, that's so right. Yeah, that's the secondary question. What are your cross streets, and where is your closest target?
Yes.
Because that determines what part of town you live in. Mm-hmm. It's so very true. The man's brilliant today. He's coming.
I know.
He's come in hot on a Monday, Adrian has. I'm very proud. All right, you guys, make sure you buzz in with your name if you think you know the answer. But do not answer until we call upon you, because you may think that you got in first, but you didn't. First 1-3 wins the game, and your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner, because her last name is Gordon. Because somebody asked me, why do you call her the commissioner?
I was wondering if somebody asked.
Her last name is Gordon. Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
This movie featuring Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson, and Robert De Niro have been confirmed for a fourth movie, where this time Ben Stiller may potentially be the grandparent.
Carla, take an early lead.
Meet the Falcons?
Yeah, meet the, you got, you could be any of those.
Yeah,
meet
yes.
the,
yeah.
Meet the insert name here. Challenger goes up one
Let's
zip.
Let's go. Tom Sandoval is trying to reinvent himself as he's appeared on America's Carla, Got Talent.
Who was that?
Carla.
Who was it? Carla
was Carla.
Yelling. It was great. You made your phone cut out. You were yelling so loud, and which, by the way, is the way to do it.
Yes.
Don't change a thing. Carla to go up two zip.
Was it America's Got Talent? I didn't hear the full question.
She got excited.
Yeah, you answered. Yeah, she answered. What's your answer? Just throw one out there.
America's Got Talent.
Did anybody understand that?
No, she said America's Got Talent.
America's Got Talent. I'm guessing no.
No.
Okay.
Crap.
Lorelai, do you have an answer?
Can I hear the whole question?
Yes. Tom Sandoval is trying to reinvent himself as he appeared on America's Got Talent. What reality show on Bravo do we know him from?
Lorelai.
Vanderpump Rules.
Yes, yeah. Jez. I was pressing the button. I had not pressed it hard enough yet to make it go. By the skin of her teeth, Lorelai gets that one, and we're tied at one.
At Beyonce's concert last night, she was joined by a very special guest.
Carla.
Lorelai.
Who?
Oh, I heard Lorelai.
Yes, it was me.
Yeah, but you answered your name. What was the answer?
Jay-Z.
Wait, so who? Hang on. So who answered?
I heard Lorelai.
And is it Lorelai or Lorelai?
Lorelai.
Yes.
No, Lorelai said her name twice, but I thought she said her name as the answer. And I was like, you're embarrassed right now?
I'm so confused. And the answer is Jay-Z. And yes. Okay, good. Champion 2, Challenger 1.
This rapper may have major divorce drama, but she also has a new song out called Outside. What's her name?
That's weird. I don't.
Shut up, dummy.
I don't know that one either. Well, who is it?
Cardi B.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right, then. Mm-hmm. Still 2-1 for the champ.
Comedian Margaret Cho is saying for many years, this comic turned fallen daytime talk show host was awful to her and gave her anything but female empowerment.
Carla?
Carla, to tie.
Is it Ellen?
Are we piling on Ellen still?
We're still doing that.
Why?
I don't know.
Who is that that's piling on?
Margaret Cho, comedian Margaret Cho.
Oh, shut up, Margaret Cho.
Yeah, still
Isn't
happening.
Isn't she over with, too?
I don't know. I can't keep up with the cancels.
That seems dirty. You know what I mean? Why are you now?
You know, though, sometimes they get stuck in those interviews and it comes up and then that's the headline that they pull from it. I think that's more of the situation.
She was on a podcast.
Yeah, and like it went, somebody asked, it went down.
So I blame whoever printed that.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Because stop it. We're done piling on Ellen.
It wasn't something she just brought up on her own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. We're tied at two.
This singer of hit songs like Skater Boy stopped her show mid-song.
Lorelai for the win.
Avril Lavigne.
Game over.
Game over.
Wow. The champ. The champ pulls it out. Like the Oklahoma City Thunder in Game 7. Just it looked like they might go down. They might lose everything. Yeah.
Good
and by the
job.
Way, yeah, as a Sonics fan from back in the day, I take no joy in that. But I appreciate the fact that they've been saying, that they've been going out of their way to say it's the first championship in Oklahoma City. Because for a while, they were trying to say that they were the Sonics franchise.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be our second championship. No, it's not.
No.
All right. Sorry. Rant over. Carla, you're fantastic. It just didn't turn out for you today. But have an amazing day.
Yes.
Thank you. You too.
All right,
please
buddy. We'll
back.
See you soon. By the way, you're invited on Friday if you want to come and hang out with us for Michaela's video debut. We'd love to
That'd
have
be
you.
Cool.
All right. Here, I'll put you on the phone with Adrian for a second. So, yeah, because it sounds like she might want to come. And
my girl
we need
Carla.
To need lock her in for 702 day as well.
Yes.
Look at you, Lorelai. Three wins
yes.
now. Throw some Janet Jackson tickets on top of the
Woo-hoo.
Rest of your prizes. And we'll see you again tomorrow on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Hopefully you'll feel better tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, the champ playing hurt. Get to know.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Adrian, who's on the phone?
That'll be Raquel Peralta from Mountain's Edge.
I love that. Hello, Raquel.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good. Really good. How about you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Awesome. Are you ready for our 177-second survey?
Sure.
Good. Us too. Our first question this morning comes from the super producer, Adrian Hernandez.
Raquel, age yourself by naming a restaurant that kids today wouldn't remember.
Oh, maybe TGIF?
Ooh,
good one.
Mm-hmm. You got one?
Sizzlers.
Also good one.
The best.
We used to, I ran a radio station in Salt Lake back in the day. And after every week when we'd have our staff meetings, then somebody would yell out at the end. I'd go, okay, that's it. All right, you know, good work, everybody.
Yeah.
And then somebody would yell out, let's go shrimping. Because they had all-you-could-eat shrimp, like on Wednesdays,
yeah.
which was the day. And so we would all mob up on that. Yeah, and I got
it was the bond.
I got the boss's credit card, and we'd all go to lunch at Sizzler.
Listen, we'd all do our first communions there, and it was like the highlight of our entire lives. That was what got us through, honestly, catechism.
Does A&W work? That's the only one that comes to mind for me.
Yeah.
Is A&W, does it still work? Do they still have that one in Boulder City?
Yep.
Is it still there?
Yep, it's still there.
They're few and far between those A&Ws.
True. But still good.
I can't think of another one.
I got you.
What?
Kids, there used to be a pizza buffet out there, a Pizza Hut buffet.
Oh, God, yeah.
Sit down Pizza Hut.
Yep. Oh, I thought you were going to say sit down to the kids. Like, sit down. Let me tell you a story.
No.
These were the places.
Remember the actual sit-down Pizza Huts
yes.
with the red cups?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Iconic.
And you still go by and you go, that is not a Chinese restaurant. That's an old Pizza Hut.
Still.
Don't even start. Don't start.
We know what it is.
Our friend Megan in Seven Hills writes in, she wanted a relationship rehab. I don't think it's that serious. My husband insists on washing new clothes before he wears them.
So funny.
Me? I couldn't care less. Unless I get it at a thrift store, then yeah, I'll wash it. My husband says I'm weird. I think he's anal retentive. What say you? Which I love that she used what say you because I say that.
Yeah.
What say you? Do you wash them or do you not wash them? Asks Megan in Seven Hills. Raquel?
No, I don't. Brand new clothes, no. Underwear, maybe, but not brand new clothes because they still look like, you know, they're you don't have to iron them. They're not wrinkled.
Yeah.
They look brand new, so why not?
I'll take the one fold crease in the pants.
Right.
I'll take that one fold, but yeah, I don't.
They still look crisp. So why? Why would you wash them? They're going to get ruined in the wash.
Yeah, generally no.
Yeah, okay. I think it's super weird. I would never, Lisa, 1,000,000% washes all new clothes, new underwear, new socks, everything.
Wow.
No.
Adrian.
I don't wash it, but I get harassed in my home. I get judged for not doing that.
For that.
Oh,
well, because there's a school of thought of all the people that have touched them.
Tried them on.
All of the, people who've tried them on.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the same thing as sitting on a bench.
True.
That is true.
Raquel, make these points, honey. Yes.
Yeah, if you're going to live your life like that, you got to live it all the way.
Yeah. You know, just don't sit anymore.
Put yourself in a bubble,
man. They're just going on your feet. Like, I mean, what are you going to do with this? Why would you wash socks? Like, they're just going on your feet.
Yep.
Underwear, yes. Okay, I get that. Wash the underwear. But your clothes and your socks, no need.
No, and I'm not throwing real shade. I'm not throwing real shade at the people who do this, but I'm throwing a little shade because we all secretly judge. It's, you know what it is? The person who washes their stuff is the person who wears a mask when they're alone in their car.
That's true.
And we all go, wait, what?
What?
Who are you?
What's happening?
Yeah, who are you? Who are you? I don't.
I will say, Lisa, my fiance hasn't taken it that far. The washing of the socks, underwear, and the clothes is too much. But the mask, I'd have to leave her.
I'm secretly going to believe she does that. I'm just going to.
No,
she doesn't do it when you're around.
Good.
She'll do it, but she'll.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, because you're breathing in your own funk.
Yeah.
I don't under. Okay. Well, have fun. Do you have kids? I assume you have kids, Raquel.
I do. I have three.
What's more perfect? 4 reserved seats to our advanced screening of Smurfs on Saturday, July 12th at an undisclosed location. Stand by for details.
Exactly.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Thank you for listening. And coming up next, relationship rehab. We were going to do it on Friday and we got sidetracked. And everybody was taking the day off after Juneteenth and everything anyway. So it kind of works out for the best.
Yep.
I saw my BFF's ex on a date. Should I say something about that? It's got layers to it as well. There is more to the story.
Okay.
We'll do that. NBA young boy bringing the Massa Tour to T-Mobile Arena Sunday, November 9th. I'm not sure if it's sold out yet, but I know it's close. We have free tickets. Now, listen. NBA young boy might not be your thing, but I guarantee you know somebody whose it is, right? So whether for you or for somebody else, free tickets coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Kicking off a busy week at 8:05 on the 23rd day of June, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. On Friday, we're going to debut the video for Michaela's song, Lucky. It's a love letter to your wife, Lisa.
That's right, babe.
We're bringing in her family. We're going to utilize our brand new sound space powered by Verizon. Trying to get somebody to bring us breakfast on Friday. You want to get your name out there for the price of a few eggs and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's be a good opportunity.
Come
I'm just
on.
Saying. You call us. You call us at 702-364-9898 or shoot me an email. And honestly, if you'd like to come in, we could put 5 more people on the list right now for Friday morning right about 9:30, and we'll be out by 10. Because show's over at 10. We'll be out by then.
Yeah.
But if you'd love to come and hang out, support the show, support Michaela. We would love to see you, and we would love to have you here. Will you call 702-364-9898? And the only reason why is just because they'd like to know who's in the building and who's not.
I didn't even think about that.
That's me neither.
Mm-hmm. We're like, come on, love you guys.
Honestly, nor did anybody else. Adrian, as the story becomes clearer, the story kind of simultaneously, Adrian was like, well, we should probably keep track of who's coming. And then the bosses were like, oh, yeah.
Oh, uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. We can't just invite folks.
Makes sense.
Even though, honestly, that was their idea at first. I was like, can we do that?
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, we should do that. So, great.
Way to go.
No, and literally, a lot of the names and faces a lot of that you could put a face to a lot of the names that you hear about on the show that, yeah. that will be here on Friday.
Yeah.
My wife might even come.
Come might. On, Amy.
I haven't said anything to her yet, but.
Yeah. It would mean the world to me if you'd come. I'm nervous. I'm excited. It's just a good time.
Yeah. So give us a shout. 702-364-9898. Also, keep in the back of your mind, 702 day, not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday, Whiskey yes. Stadium. Whiskey Stadium right across from Allegiant. From 4 to 6, big live broadcast, the world's shortest and world's only 702-day parade. Bring a musical instrument if you got it. Happy hour specials, other specials, 702-day specials on top of that,
mm-hmm.
and just a good time to kick off 4th of July festivities and to celebrate us.
Yeah.
This is a party in your honor.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying? This is a party for the P1s. Mandatory P1 meetup.
I love that.
Saying it. On 702 day. All right. NBA Youngboy coming to T-Mobile Arena in November. Pair of tickets for Relationship Rehab right now. Kelly in Anthem says, I ran into my old neighbor, Dave. He was on a date with a new girl. He and his wife just divorced about 4 months ago. Dave asked me not to mention it to his ex-wife. I'm not close with his ex, but they were, they're neighbors.
Of course.
We have hung out since the divorce, Kelly and Dave's ex-wife,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know it wasn't easy on her. Do I tell her that I saw her ex on a date, or do I just keep it quiet? Now, if you've listened to this show at all, you know us,
mm-hmm.
and you know what we're going to say. And I imagine it's going to stay consistent. We would love to hear what you're going to say. You ran into your old neighbor, Dave. He's on a date with a new girl. He and his wife just divorced. He said, don't say nothing. But you do see his ex every once in a while. Do you blab, or do you just keep it quiet? 702-364-9898. We'll start with caller number 25. Two tickets for NBA Young Boys. Massa Tour, Sunday, November 9th at T-Mobile Arena. Hey, listen, NBA Youngboy might not be your thing because you're not as into hip-hop as you might be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and certainly not of the newer stuff. Rah, 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 rah. You know, come on.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you know somebody who is.
For sure.
So I would call 702-364-9898 right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Relationship Rehab. Kelly from Anthem ran into her old neighbor, Dave. He was on a date with a new girl. He and his wife just divorced about 4 months ago. Dave said, hey, Kelly, don't say anything to my ex. Now, Kelly is not close with the ex, but, you know, but they're neighbors and they have hung out.
Sure.
And Kelly knows that it wasn't easy on the ex. Does Kelly tell that she saw her friend, or her neighbor, her friend, sort of,
yeah,
in the social circle? Does she say, I saw Dave on a date? Because to me, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Immediately runs to the car, is like screaming.
Yeah. Who's caller 25?
We got Haley.
Haley. Oh, wow. My phone screener said, not connected. And I was like,
I saw that earlier.
Why not? Like, it all blanked out. Hey, Hales.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi, cutie.
So does Kelly tell her friend that she saw Dave with a new girl?
Kelly should not tell her friend.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to. Oh, is Anjanette saying that she should tell?
Yeah.
Adrian? Oh, good. Because I can't imagine the situation where you would need or want to tell that.
I know.
I have two more questions for you, Haley.
Yeah.
Actually, three. Number one, can we count on your presence for 702 day?
Unfortunately, I have to work.
I hear that.
Oh.
No, I hear that. When we're getting that a lot. I ran into Johnny Katch yesterday at the Aces game, and he was so excited, and then he goes, I'm going out of town, because it's right before July 4th.
Yeah, dude, yeah.
I'm going to Idaho. I was like, all right. And I assume you have to work on Friday when we're doing Michaela's video thing.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, fair.
We love a working girl. We get it.
But you will be able to, so I'm sorry, what?
I know. What did you say? I meant independent woman.
Oh, independent working girl.
Why would I say working?
No pimp?
Right. I know. In Vegas, I got to watch my words.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry, babe. Just, you know.
She really didn't just call you that, Haley.
Never.
No, it's okay. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
That's my friend. Yeah, I love it.
She's our people. Third question. How excited are you for NBA Youngboy's Masa Tour?
I'll be honest. I have no idea who that is, but I know my brother it will when he's like 19.
Isn't that what we were saying? Love it. Perfect.
Yeah. Love.
Right. It's all perfect. All right. Hang on 1 second. We'll get it all hooked up.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you call us anytime. Fun. You're fantastic. Anjanette, you think she should tell?
Yes, I do think she should tell.
How come?
Because if they all friends, and that's why I didn't hear it to you. I just not said they was all friends. So if Kelly and the ex is friends, then eventually she's going to tell. So I will be the one that I will tell.
I thought we might hear that. So what you're saying is get out in front of it. This way later on, if the ex... goes,
if it approaches back to you, that person being aware that I did let you know the situation.
You knew about this?
You didn't
tell me. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I do understand that.
I normally take that perspective.
Thank you,
Angela. I think she's so right. In this case, I feel differently.
Okay, so with that in mind, I say don't tell. Michaela says don't tell. Lisa, why do you say don't tell?
I just think it stands to potentially hurt the ex. I've been through a divorce. Everybody moves on at a different pace. And Dave's moving on. Maybe the ex isn't, but I don't think it's going to do any good or have any benefit to tell her. When Dave's ready, let Dave tell.
Yeah, it's going to crush her.
And?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have an answer to the Anjanette reply. So if it comes back on you, you saw him, you knew about this. A, we're not that good of friends, but we hang out.
Well, personally, I would just say, listen, it's not my place. You know, it wasn't my place, and I didn't want to hurt you by telling you.
That's where I'm going with that.
I want to say.
I knew it was tough on you. I knew it was tough, and I just didn't want to hurt you. It just didn't feel like it didn't feel like information that I needed to pass on.
I also just want to say this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Chet was like making the point, and then our girl came in solid again, and he was like, "Oh yeah." He waved the mic, and he was like, "Totally." Like backed up, was like, "Totally." That was hilarious.
No, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I liked.
I know how to stay out of the way sometimes.
It was incredible. She did. She knew exactly what she was saying, and Chet was like, "Well, sorry. Well,
yeah,
hey,
great.
Wait, yay. Hey.
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful.
Love it."
Lisa, let me ask you, and I should have asked Anjanette. I'm so sad. Can we count on you for 702 day, Lisa?
What day is that?
On 702, on the second day of July, it's a Wednesday.
Potentially, I could be free.
I like this.
Yeah.
I like this.
We'll take potential.
You know where Allegiant Stadium is, right?
I do.
Right across the street. Listen for the loud music and look for the... It's hard for me to explain. It's hard for me to explain what Whiskey Stadium is, except it's just west of Allegiant Stadium, and it's got the big neon. Or what do you call it?
It's the only parking garage that has the LED boards on Polaris.
Yes.
Right
across
Allegiant Stadium.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now,
yes, nicely done. Round of applause for Adrian.
Just be on it today, babe.
All right. Good.
Yes, I know where that is.
Friday. Yep. Friday, are you busy? Can we see you Friday morning too?
Yeah, I think I could be there.
Friday morning, we would love to see you for the debut of Michaela's video and watch the shocked look on her father's face, because I hear the beginning of it's quite racy. I've not seen it yet. Michaela used the word burlesque, and she's worried about
her dad
seeing
he's
it.
He's traditional. Yeah. I could blame.
Oh, listen. No.
I know. That's
don't
what we're
lessen the controversy
for.
Here. Allow me to build this up. You want people to come, right? I'm just saying.
Yeah, I do.
Don't downplay this. All right, Lisa, we'll get you involved in all of that. Hang on 1 second.
Thanks, Lise.
So, Adrian, we haven't talked to you yet.
I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
And it isn't the same because obviously we're not talking about a divorce with the scenario I'm about to throw out to you guys. But if I had heard whether it's someone around the office or maybe on another station and they were talking smack about you, would you want me to tell you guys?
Why? Who is it?
No. I'm dumb. I'm saying because you're keeping information.
I thought Mercedes and I were friends. I'm just kidding. She would never. Honestly, she would never.
Yeah.
If somebody was talking, honestly, no, because I don't care. Me personally, I don't care. What am I going to do? Go to war?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to know because honestly, I do care. It would hurt my feelings. So keep it.
I talk tough.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I talk tough. It would destroy me.
Yeah, please don't talk.
And I would want to go to war. That's the problem. You know.
We get it.
God, there's so many parallels to current events, but I'm not even going to try and go there.
I swear to God, I know.
We don't do that on this show. We don't do that on this show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Man, we got a lot working this week. 9:01 on Monday, the 23rd of June, 2025. Isn't this kind of when everybody's kind of backing off a little bit? You know what I mean? Kind of downshifting a little bit, heading into summer mode.
Yeah, maybe.
Like vacation. And it's got that feel around us.
Yeah.
You know, it's slow time in town because it's hot and it's July 4th coming and all that kind of stuff. No, not us. Friday morning. World premiere of Michaela's song
Lucky,
which is dedicated to your to the 10-year anniversary of your now wife, Lisa.
Yeah.
It's a love letter.
Yes, it is.
A little racy at the beginning, from what we understand.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
From what I've told. Sources close to the Chet Buchanan Show tell me that. It's a little racy at the beginning.
It's got a bite.
Does it? The word, I believe you used another B word for it.
Ooh.
You said bite there, but the word you used earlier was?
Burlesque.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, because in my head when I was making it, I was like, this is fabulous. I didn't think we were going to do a world premiere with all of my best pals
and
my dad.
Yeah, but the internet exists.
Yeah, but I didn't think we'd be doing it together in the same room. You know, it's like, just send it to my dad, and I'm like, take a look.
So we have this new, they call it the sound space, powered by Verizon, the KLUC sound space.
Uh-huh.
That was me at the Aces game yesterday. I was either the greatest public address announcer lived, or I could not speak English. It was fantastic.
That's hilarious.
It was fantastic.
Love that for you.
Oh, yeah. There was no middle ground.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
It was either really good or just, man, what's your deal, bro? Stop.
Been there.
Somebody just turned my mic off. So Friday, we thought we would do something really cool. And we would like to invite friends and family, which that includes you. Just call us at 702-364-9898. I've had people giving our regrets. Jay Stu was like, I'd love to do it, but we're going out of town.
Totally. Thanks, Jay Stu.
I want to come on Friday so bad, but I'm leaving town Wednesday morning. Oh, he's got a work. Oh, he's got a work conference, but he said his company, Bloomin' Blinds, would maybe buy breakfast.
Oh my God, that's so nice.
Let me see how this works.
Okay.
Let me go jump into somebody else's meeting right now.
Yeah. Listen, thanks, Jay Stu. I know it's a wacky time of day, too, so we appreciate you coming out.
Yeah, 9:30.
Yeah, working, guys.
So we get it. We get it. It might be tough, but if you could slip away on Friday morning, that would be awesome. We just kind of need to know who's coming.
Yeah.
The company has asked us to do that.
No going rogue.
So here's what's great is it's going to be Michaela's. We know for sure. Already scheduled to appear. Michaela's dad, Rocky G.
Mm-hmm.
Both sisters.
Yep.
Sister and sister-in-law.
Yep.
Brother Sam?
Maybe. He's a cop, so sometimes he's got to do his cop thing.
Sure.
My niece.
But from what I'm understanding, we may need some pepper spray or maybe a taser after Rocky G sees the first part of this video. We might need some restraints.
Listen, you'll see Rocky G's face. It's when he goes silent that we really got to be scared.
1 million.
Mm-hmm.
But The Chet Buchanan Show will be live on hand for instant reaction.
Yes. Oh my God, this is taking a turn, and I'm kind of into it.
I'm so envisioning over the top of the song, over the top of the song we just heard. So Rocky, so there's your daughter in whatever, and I'll describe.
Yep.
By the way, I am purposely also not going to see the video until Friday.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to send it to you.
No.
Okay.
No, because I want to have instant reaction as well.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
I mean, Big Brother.
I was just going to say, I know. You're going to have your own reaction.
Like I just walked into your room.
Put some clothes on.
Yeah, no.
Knock first. doesn't anybody knock?
Yeah. Come on.
Wow. Yeah, so good times there by all. Yeah, so if you'd like to join us Friday morning. One way or another, we'll have breakfast, and we'll...
it's a beautiful video. It'll be fun.
Yeah, and literally, it'll start to finish 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. 30. Maybe.
Yep.
I mean, you know, nobody's... We're not going to lock the doors or anything. If you got to go, you got to go.
We just lock them.
It's not like, well, I don't feel like I should go. No, it's fine. We understand. Work.
Yeah, you can go.
Work and things. And then 7:02 day... Boy, Jay Stu's all in. Okay, we'll work this out.
That's awesome.
Okay, so I'm gonna say right now, until we find out otherwise, breakfast will be provided by Bloomin' Blinds in Henderson. P1's helping P1's.
That's awesome.
Then of course 7:02 day coming up on Wednesday, July, not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday at Whiskey Stadium right across from Allegiant. It's gonna be a good time.
Which is gonna be such a good time.
Yeah. So we got, listen, yeah, we're busy. Everybody else is like, oh, I'm just trying to enjoy summer. Us too, but we want to enjoy it with you.
Yes, we do.
So come and hang out, will you?
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's your good feeling stories of the day, brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Funniest part of that whole bit is I've got Michaela wound up about something
wound
else.
Me
Listen,
up.
And I'm the guy that I can have a conversation and then immediately the mics go on and I'm a different guy.
Yeah.
Like I can do one thing and then I can turn around and go, hey, good feeling stories of the day, which Michaela found funny, but then she also flipped me off.
Yes, I did, because unlike Chet, I can't. Once I'm wound up, I'm like, ah. Yeah.
No, and I need to be more.
And then he was laughing, which made me even more mad.
I just need to be more mindful, I think is the word.
What's this good story?
But it's also fun. Well,
wind
we're going to
send me off.
Hey, we're going to celebrate Chico the Beagle.
Oh.
Chico the Beagle. Have you ever had a beagle?
My grandma had a beagle.
My mom had a beagle right before she passed. Buster. And he was a little brat.
Oh my God.
He was freaking adorable, but he was a brat.
Mm-hmm, they're spoiled.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. Beagles like being spoiled maybe more than any other dog.
Yeah.
Like they just kind of take to it. It's funny. I never thought of it until you just said.
Uh-huh.
Right. Well, at least, hey, Buster's earning his keep. This Japanese Buddhist monk was taking a walk in the woods near his temple, okay? All of a sudden, there's a bear. 6-foot-tall bear.
No.
Bear goes up on his hind legs to make himself look big, you know, I'm a bear.
God.
No, he's doing his bear thing. Right?
I'm a bear.
You'd be scared of me. I'm big.
Doing his bear thing.
I'm 6-foot-tall.
Yeah.
And it worked. And it worked because the monk was like, yeah, it's a bear. And then he fell. He tripped over something.
Yeah.
Like he's backing away, trips over a rock or whatever, and falls and dislocates his shoulder.
Oh, my God.
At that point, he thinks he's toast.
Yeah.
Right? Chico, the one-year-old beagle.
Stop.
Who he had only recently adopted. Stands in front of the Japanese Buddhist monk guy.
Uh-huh.
And tells that bear, you get out of here, bear.
Chico. Chico.
You are not today. Not in my house.
Uh-huh.
This is my daddy.
Yep.
You get going.
Back off, Big Bear.
The bear goes, this ain't worth it. F it,
he is so annoying.
I'm gone. And apparently, Chico chases after him.
Oh, my God.
So the bear starts to run. Chico takes off after the bear. Now, homeboy is with his busted shoulder.
Yeah.
Is like, oh, my God, I got a busted shoulder. And my dog's going to get hit by this bear.
Yeah.
Because this bear's only going to take so much of that.
Of course.
And he's going to remember he's a bear. And then he'll have Beagle for dinner.
Yeah.
Right? He's going to eat Snoopy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Chico. But you get the idea because they're both Beagles. So he looks around. He can't find Chico. And he's got a busted shoulder. So he decided that he'd finally just go home. Right?
Yeah.
He gets back to the monastery. And there's Chico.
Quit. Stop. Wait, I love that his name is Stupid Chico. It's just...
Yeah, what is a Japanese guy doing naming his dog Chico?
I know.
It's weird, but whatever.
Okay.
The monk now refers to Chico as his savior and tells everyone who will listen that Chico saved his life.
I love
it. And that's how we know the story, and that's how it becomes Good Feeling Story of the Day.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
So listen, big up for Chico.
You go, Chico.
We'll see you all at 7:02 day a week from Wednesday. Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people, abnormal lives. The Chip Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
Okay, so it's hard to just flip a switch and do this. But if you can manage it, there's this one thing that they're saying could make you happy for the rest of your life.
What?
New study in the Netherlands found that there is one trait that makes us happier no matter how old we are. It's true whether you're in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 80s, whatever.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
Gratitude?
I thought that too.
Yeah, right?
No, but it's a close cousin.
Okay.
I thought it was either gratitude or being positive. Although, have you heard of this thing now that if you're too positive, they call it toxic positivity?
Oh my God, shut up.
Like, stop it. Why?
Let us be happy.
Why would you dim somebody else's shine?
I thought you were going to say there's a new thing where you have to visualize the color orange and it instantly makes you happy. That's a little out there.
That would be the Netherlands. Yeah, because that's their thing, is they're the orange.
Yeah.
No, all you have to do, apparently, is learn to trust people more. And I know, flipping the switch on that.
Oh, wait.
They found that having a trusting attitude makes us feel happier and more satisfied with life. And it gets easier and easier the more you do it. Now, what did I just say? I said this last week. So the hardest part for me right now, and I'd been struggling.
Yeah.
Recently, was that people disappointed me so often.
Right.
I just found that and then I was disappointed with myself.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sure.
And then it was kind of like, well, and then it's weird that this would come up because I think it lets me know that I'm on the right track.
Yeah.
Because then the question became, well, and you get this in therapy a lot. The question becomes, well, what's changed? And the answer really was nothing.
Uh-huh.
It's just that, you know, stuff's happening.
Yeah.
They found that having a trusting attitude makes us feel happier and more satisfied, easier and easier the more you do it. It's like a feedback loop. The study showed that trusting people makes us happier. Being happy makes us want to trust people.
Oh my God, I love this. Can I tell you that I absolutely love this because I also struggle with like control, feeling nervous, not knowing if I can trust. And when I just like let people do what they do and I like back off, I feel so much better.
It gets better.
Tell me, it gets better
because you're on the right track too. As the scientists put it, trust and well-being mutually reinforce each other over time. They say it holds true across all age groups, but makes the biggest difference for kids, teens, and seniors. Now, the type of trust is what really matters. Trusting the people you're closest to makes the biggest difference, followed by trusting humanity in general. to know that people are inherently good and they will try to do the right thing. Institutional trust is when you have trust in things like the government or banks or healthcare or whatever, and they've found that that doesn't really matter.
No.
Because none of us trust those things anyway.
Truly.
So whatever. But if you could trust the folks.
Like, I'm obsessed with this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like people have your back and so they don't feel so lonely.
Just try today. Just try to trust other people. They really do mean well.
Yeah, they do.
I think generally. Yeah. Maybe.
No, we have to trust they do. So yes, they do.
Just try to believe that.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The more you know, before we go, The Simpsons has been on TV for so long.
Mm-hmm.
How long? So long.
Uh-huh.
That Fox, back in the day, moved it to Thursday night so it could compete with The Cosby Show.
No.
That's how long. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Why is that such a mind trip for me? Because Cosby feels so long ago.
Like another lifetime ago.
Yeah.
For real.
Wow.
Mattel, back in the day, released a pregnant version of Barbie. Her name was Midge.
She
had a detachable baby. A detachable, she said professionally. A detachable baby bump with a baby inside. They got rid of it pretty quick because there were more than a few people that thought it promoted teen pregnancy.
Uh-huh. I feel like I remember this.
Mommy, I want a baby.
Yeah.
And I was like, but okay. Now on the flip side of that, but kids have had baby dolls.
Yeah,
from the beginning of time. Mm-hmm.
Well, can I tell you, this little girl had career day at school the other day, and she stood in front of the microphone in front of all the parents in the audience. And they said, and what do you want to be when you grow up? She was like 5 years old. She said, pregnant. And her family was like, oh my God, son, get off the stage. It was hilarious. Online?
Oh, I saw that. You did know you what see? I said? Yes, I did.
Yes, it I was did. So funny.
Hey, and by the way, people with bad handwriting, everybody now goes, oh, my handwriting's so bad because you don't have to write that often. But this goes back to way before computers. You know Madagascar? They made the Disney movie, it's an actual country.
Mm-hmm.
Madagascar. It reportedly got its name when Marco Polo sailed there back in the Marco Polo days.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mistakenly, he thought he was in Mogadishu, which is a city in Somalia, also on the African coast. So he misspelled Mogadishu in his notes so badly, and his handwriting was so bad, they thought it said Madagascar. And there you go.
Stop.
It's a true story, kids. And that's the more you know. Before we go, let us get out of here. We're quickly creeping up on 7:02 day. Make your plans for a week from Wednesday at Whiskey Stadium with us and the world's shortest and onlyest 7:02 day parade. I'm just putting it in the back of your head. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985-KLUC. Adrian.
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Heavyweight Radio. No weird spelling. Plus, Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez, available on YouTube and that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
MIKALAH Gordon. Follow me.
And that's it?
That's it, dude. Easy day.
If you happen to be invited to the 9 Awards at Allegiant Stadium tonight,
you may hear
but not see a familiar voice. Go over by the curtain. I'll be there. Just come and say hello.
Say hi.
And otherwise, we'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Make sure to make a friend today that might otherwise not have one, because you never know when you're going to change somebody's life. Tell somebody you love them that you haven't told them in a while, because you never know when you might change somebody's life.
Yeah.
Was that it?
Yep.
And love
and
somebody.
And trust people.
Yeah, trust people, like we said a little bit ago. Put some good out in the world today. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Did we say that twice?
Yeah, gotta go.
It was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.